753 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. It is a Thursday. It doesn't look like fishing weather, but we can still talk about fishing, right, Sean?
You could always talk about fishing. It is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear Captain Bobby uses. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Actually, the vehicle that pulls the boat that Captain Bobby uses comes from McConnell. The tackle comes from McCoy. So we called it what, Bobby?
The McFishing Report.
McFishing Report.
They're all, and they're close enough together you can swing by and pick up that new truck and then run by McCoy's and fill the back seat up with a bunch of tackle and you're good to go.
So what tackle are we? Obviously this morning, the fish don't care, but it might be a little tough with that hot rain out there and the lightning to be fishing.
Well, I tell you right now, I know a lot of our listeners just love to hear where to catch fish right now. Probably 50 yards roughly straight due east of the cannon on Houston and Government. There's a great popping cork drift right now.
They're on that flat, that Midtown flat.
They're on the flat at Houston and Government.
Let's talk about what's been happening before the rain this week. Yeah, if you're going by and picking up that tackle from McCoy's, what do you do? Are you rattle corks and shrimp imitations? Or are you running top? What are you fishing with?
You just named both of them. Yeah, those are the two that are getting it done right there. And that's classic springtime fishing. The popping corks with the shrimp imitation like voodoo or gulp or whatever shrimp imitation you like, or live shrimp, obviously, if you can get that too, is going to work well. But that's going to put the numbers in the boat. But I will say I've had the trips I've had in the last week or so, probably since we talked last, we've had some really quality fish. And we have probably mentioned this on the show before, but, you know, the common thinking is that rig, that cork with a shrimp of some kind underneath it, is not a big fish rig. But I got some pictures of fish that we caught this week on those lures, on that rig, that'll dispel that theory. Because I can tell you can this time of year, you can catch everything's eating shrimp if they can see it. And we caught everything from small trout to gigantic bull reds to quality trout under that rig. And it's a great locator rig. It not only locates a fish, it sometimes, even when it's a little slow, it triggers the bite. So during the spring, that's the thing to go to. Had a really, really good topwater trip here recently in the last week. I can't remember my days all run together, but had some guys that just said, no, cut the corks off. We hadn't cork fishing since we were 12, and we're not starting back now, and put us topwaters on. And I said, okay, but I'm out fishing 20-1. Well, I was proved wrong because the topwaters did the job that day. So
wow.
Anyway, To your question, you answered it before you even asked it. Those are the two rigs you want to put on.
Okay, with just about a minute and a half left here, where to go? I mean, the river's been up. It was Mobile River Berry's come down a little bit, but we got a whole new slug of rain. Now, it's not a bunch upstate, but we're still, I mean, we're way flooded. We're in double digits at Berry Steam Plant. Where's the salt water?
You're going to have to get west of the bridge if you're going to fish in the shallow stuff, the area down to the west of the bridge from the Sound all the way to the Mississippi line, the west end of Dolphin Island. Still got plenty of high salinity water, good clean water down there. And we didn't talk about this, but very briefly, there's some beautiful water right at the mouth of the bay, just east of the mouth of the bay out there on the Dixie Bar area south of Port Morgan, and going points east from there, there's beautiful water. So those are the places where you can find plenty of good water. So don't let that double-digit reading scare you off. It's there's still plenty of good fishing to be done. And like you just said, I'm glad you said that most of this weather that we're getting right now is staying south of Montgomery, and that should keep the rivers. I'm knocking on wood here. That should keep those rivers from jumping back up again. So we should be good, hopefully, until, well, maybe next winter, hopefully.
There we go. Knock on wood. If people want to get a trip booked with you, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, all one word, ateamfishing.com, and you can call us or send us the little form that we have on the website.
Captain Bobby, as always, we appreciate it, and we'll check back with you next week.
Okay, guys, y'all stay dry. Have a good weekend.
All right, we'll do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Automotive and also our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company.
All right, coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way, 343-0106.